Proud on Texas listener club member Sid wrote, "My wife Sol is from Ecuador, so I try to introduce her to Texas history at every opportunity. We drove to the San Jacinto Battleground and Monument for a quick look at the park and a trip up to the top. During my youth, the family spent many hours at the park enjoying picnics, school gatherings, and class trips to see Texas history firsthand. I was shocked to see the condition of the park. The once manicured grass, the picnic tables, the historical markers were all grown up in weeds and brush. I spoke to one of my old classmates that taught Texas history, and she said that they had stopped making class trips years ago due to the condition of the park. What's happened to our Texas pride? This is where we won our independence and where many brave Texas immigrants fought to win freedom from the oppression of the tyrant Santa Anna." I responded to Sid by saying, "You'd be even more offended if you learned what the Democrats want to do to Texas history's curriculum if they take over the State Board of Education. Texans were just American imperialists who selfishly took all from the saintly Mexicans, is how they want to teach it. Even in Mexico, there's more truth taught in school of how horrible was Santa Anna than the left once taught in Texas schools. In the view of the left, the Texas Revolution's just another item like slavery, for which we should all be ashamed. This is why we must push back at the ballot box and by restoring the celebrations of Texas Independence Day and San Jacinto Day and others once widely celebrated in our culture. But doing all of that, well, it's up to you." I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.